The domino effect has been on full display in the world of sports. After an NBA player tested positive for COVID-19, the league suspended its season. Since then, the NCAA has called off its men's and women's basketball tournaments. The NHL suspended its season, and Major League Baseball canceled the rest of spring training and has delayed opening day by at least 2 weeks. Joining me now is John Morosi. He covers baseball for the MLB Network and Fox Sports. He also covers the NHL and is a native Michigander. John, good morning.
Doug, as a loyal listener, great to be with you.
John, spring training is an unusual situation. You've got teams basically in two places, Florida and Arizona. The Tigers are in Lakeland, Florida. So very few of the people involved in Major League Baseball are near their regular homes. Thousands of fans traveling there for vacation. What are the logistics now that spring training has been canceled?
It is a puzzle. For now, the Tigers are going to remain in Lakeland, Florida. The weekend will bring more news about if they're going to have continued activities in terms of workouts and preparation. So for now, I think a lot of the teams around baseball, 30 of them, will stay relatively close to where they're at the moment. However, there are reports the Players Association would like to have some flexibility if players wish to return home to their families in this time of national emergency.
John, let's turn to college sports. Countless events have been canceled, including the NCAA basketball tournaments. You've covered sports at all levels. You live here in Ann Arbor, as I do, home to the University of Michigan. I just wonder your thoughts about the student athletes, especially some of those in the less prominent sports who are going to have the ends of their careers if they're seniors as all of this plays out.
It is jarring, Doug, for all those student-athletes to have their senior seasons in those cases cut short. You feel for them. I think everybody in the community here in Ann Arbor feels for the athletes at U of M, and that feeling extends to everybody around the country. Really, it is a situation without precedent in our lives that we could think of, and yet it is remarkable, Doug, that over the last 48 hours, it has become the consensus that this is the right thing to do, the socially responsible thing to do. We have seen locally and on the airwaves here at Michigan Radio about the need for everybody to flatten the curve and keep social distancing right now. So it's that combination of heartbreak for the student athletes affected, but also understanding what we all have to do now as citizens.
John, every stadium and arena has these full-time and part-time employees who count on events for their livelihood. Most major venues have nearby businesses, restaurants, bars, souvenir shops that depend on the events at the arenas and stadiums for their bottom line. What stands out to you as you think about the larger impact of these cancellations and at least temporary shutdowns?
It's an excellent point, Doug, and I think that's where I think certainly a lot of thoughts are today about how many people are affected by the larger sports business. And we have seen the Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban say that he wants to still make good on the salaries of the hourly workers who are in the stadium. Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers making his $100,000 pledge to help those same people who work in Cleveland. I really found it fascinating, Doug, and perhaps a little heartening that it was the sports leagues in many ways who a couple nights ago, their decision in the NBA and then later the other leagues, who I think really brought home the magnitude of this crisis to so many Americans for whom sports are a comfort and a ritual that is now going to be gone largely for the next month at least. And I think it's up to all of us in communities, maybe in our small ways, to think about those people and consider ways in which we can help here in Ann Arbor, whether it's Detroit, and then certainly cities and college towns all around the country.
John, this is clearly an unprecedented situation, but are there any similarities in history that jump out to you of other stoppages in sports like this?
In the modern history of American sports, there is truly nothing like the times in which we are living. And I do think it's causing sports fans to do a lot of reflection about what we've always had in our lives and now what to do with our evenings. There are no coaches to second guess right now, Doug, and it really is jarring.
John Morosi reports for MLB Network, Fox Sports, and the NHL Network. He joined us via Skype. John, thank you very much.
We'll talk Tigers next time, Doug. Thank you.
I hope so. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.